Good morning, dear Aurelians, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 17th of December, and in Auroville it's mostly sunny but cold on 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts partial sunshine and partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from low 22 to high 29, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 38%. On Tuesday, in the morning, our good friend and long-term sister Ursula Mack left her body at the age of 91, surrounded by friends, in her Samasti house after a long period of gradual and peaceful withdrawal. Ursula, who hailed from Germany, and at a later stage mainly lived and worked in Switzerland and Italy, has been visiting Ashram and Auroville since the early years and was an active member of AVIA Germany. Immediately after retirement, Ursula came to Auroville in 1990, where she became much appreciated, very first resident physiotherapist helping Aurovillians whenever she could. Thank you for everything, dear Ursula. May our love and praise guide you on the way to the light. Our condolences go to Ursula's family and adopted son in Italy. On December 18, Friday, between 5 to 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a presentation, A Glimpses of Myanmar. Presentation will be shared by Joshua Zhang and Sophie Cariello, both of whom spent about 3 years in Myanmar, and they will give an account of their experiences. During this presentation, you will get a closer look at the daily life of Myanmar people and learn about different aspects of Myanmar society. After the presentation, there will be two short workshops, one on introduction of Burmese language and highlights of Myanmar through art. The same day, Friday 18, between 1:15 p.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday between 9 a.m. to 12, we are invited to kindergarten open house, where teachers at Centerfield invite us to visit exhibition of the children's work and photos of their activities. Friday, it seems to be really gonna be busy day, because at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Brain Fever Media Productions proudly present Kiritan Flux and Claude Sanchez performing live together. Tobias Last, aka Kiritan Flux, from Germany, works and lives visual artist and expanded media producer in Berlin since 2000. His artistic work ranges from vigil shows and prominent techno events to more conceptual live cinema performances tailored to their unique local context. In addition to artistic work, he co-creates the monthly artist talk event Scope Session in Berlin and offers creative and technical freelancer services around digital video production and projector. Claire Sanchez travels between Auroville and France, where she composes sounds and performing art, sound installation, radio and documentary. Some of you might remember 2 years back when she created the handmade radio art, Collective Labo Radiophonic Live Performance. And this Saturday, 19, community will celebrate Christmas Fair at Youth Center with work entitled this year, What to Wear or What to Wear. So we are going to think about what to wear, and we're going to contemplate where are we going as the community. Of course, it's going to be super fun as usual. Unity Pavilion is hosting a Christmas celebration on Thursday 24th. And they are expecting a lot of people from the community and guests. So for preparing for the event and during the event, they need volunteers to work along with their team. So they're looking for volunteers for following timings and tasks. Star cutting, food preparation, for errands setting up decoration, preparation of candles outside and inside, and general helps during the event between 4:30 to 8 p.m. You need to get in touch with Unity Pavilion on 262-3576, or of course you can write them at unitypavilion@orville.org. On Sunday 20th of December at 4 p.m. at Udavi School, at Udavi Stage, we are cordially invited to their midterm cultural program, where Udavi School students will perform plays, dances and songs and music. On Friday 25th, starting at 4:30 p.m., Sadhana Forest will celebrate Sadhana Forest's 12th birthday with a tour, College of Films, and presentation of their work in Oroville, Haiti, and Kenya. And of course, they're offering a free dinner for that celebration. All are welcome. Kalakendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, presents Exhibition 1, a series of spiritual painting by Aparajita Barai, with inauguration today at 5 p.m. An exhibition will be on display until 7th of January. Lavanir, the Oroville or Town Development Council, is sharing the following announcement with us about development on private lands, and they are saying that it has come to their notice that several units have been associated to private developments within the master plan area. They would like to bring to your attention that developments in the master plan area would require a non-objective certificate from the Oroville Foundation as per GO of Tamil Nadu government dated from 2001-2003 in order to secure against the possibility of any misuse or unwanted development from private parties. This information was publicly shared by the working committee in 2005. So they're asking us to be aware that they are trying since many years to have a proper regulation of planning and development in the Greenbelt. Keeping that in mind, participation of Oroville units in private initiatives should be avoided or regulated in coordination with the concerned groups and the Oroville Foundation. On Tuesday, 22nd of December, between 3 to 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by Resident Assembly Service on reflection how to use our communication tool, AuraNet. And that will be the next steps in collective experiment. Until now, there have been 6 months of experiment and of non-moderation initiated by AuraNet team of 220 Aurovillians who responded to the AuraNet survey. Resident Assembly Survey received an urgent request from the Working Committee, Oroville Council, to look and eventually modify their proposal for removing postings from AuroNet. So they're inviting us to come forward with our creative ideas and let us explore how to include our ideas into the given proposal and eventually modify it or initiate an alternative proposal. And we are most welcome to join them in exploring different models of developing AuroNet as a tool for conscious, constructive and progressive communication. The proposal from Working Committee and Oroville Council says a person who feels offended by postings on the AuroNet can request the AuroNet managers to remove the posting, and the AuroNet managers will do so immediately upon the receipt of such a request and will then inform the individual who submitted the original posting that it has been removed. The individual who submitted the original posting can request the Oroville Council to review the quality of the posting. Depending on their finding, the Oroville Council can either confirm the removal of the posting or instruct the AuroNet managers to reinstall the posting. The decision of Oroville Council will be binding. In case the postings of an individual have been removed thrice, then the Oroville Council also has the authority to instruct the AuroNet managers to block the individual from making any more postings on AuroNet for a period of time, which will be decided by the Council. The same day, and actually with the same space, Unity Pavilion, Tuesday 22nd from 5 to 6:30 p.m., followed by question and answers session, we are invited to hear a talk, Food Meats That Kill, by guest speaker Ram Aditya. Auron Anam will held on Tuesday 22nd at 7 p.m, Didgeridoo Workshop, conducted by Anthony Gloucester from Australia, a multi-talented instrumentalist and a good cook. The one-hour workshop will cover didgeridoo techniques from basic to intermediate, and for registration you need to call Anthony on 8870933756. Margarita from MGA Eco Duties, it will share with us this Saturday at Portus between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. knowledge about probiotics, and she designed a probiotica because probiotics restores the natural balance of good bacteria that can be depleted due to such factors as poor and inadequate diets, stress and travel. and they are anyhow essential in the maintaining healthy digestions. So probiotica is manufactured in Oroville, and you can actually take it on the spot, but you need to bring your bottle, because MGE Eco Duties and Zero Waste, they are not gonna provide bottles. At Cinema Barat News Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Samurai 3 Duel at Gangri Island, and the third part of Hiroshi Inagaki Samurai Trilogy, made in Japan in 1956. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we will see The Simulation Hypothesis, made in 2015 and written and narrated by Ken Forbes. At Visitor Center Movie Show this weekend, 18 and 19, there's no show. Para Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Korean Romance War, Ode to My Father, made in Korea in 2014 by director Ji Kyung-yong. And on Saturday we will see International Animation Adventure, The Little Prince, made in France in 2015 by director Mark Osborne. At Children Film on Sunday 20th at 4:30 p.m. they will screen Animation Adventure of Tarzan, made in USA in 1999. By director Chris Buck. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we will see drama The Imitation Game, made in UK and USA in 2014 by director Morton Tilden. And the Maradu wrote, "All is relative except the Supreme. The Supreme alone is absolute, but as the Supreme is at the center of each being carries in himself his absolute." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroverradio.org.
Stay with me through the